Coach, is what's the game plan? I'm sure it's the one you're getting all week from the media there in Dallas. What's the game plan when it comes to the starters?
Well, we're going to prepare and play as best we can. And obviously the guys who are hurt aren't going to play. But I thought our team did a good job last week preparing the right way and going to play the right way, and anticipate doing the same this week.
How did you approach last week's game with Detroit, knowing that everything was locked up and but not allowing the players to kind of let that idea of possibly resting creep into the back of their minds?
Yeah, I just think the most important thing to do is focus on each day of the week's preparation for the ball game, and that's what we concentrated on. I thought our guys did a good job of that. Thought they handled the Christmas holidays well. The schedule worked out well for us, being a Monday night game, that we were able to get our work in, and guys were able to focus on that and then have some time with their families on Saturday night and Sunday morning. But came back on Sunday night and did a great walkthrough and got ready to go play.
Coach, how much have you relied on advice from whether it's other former coaches, just friends you have in the business, of how to handle these couple of weeks leading into the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, we've talked to different people through the years and recently about how to handle it. But again, our philosophy doesn't really change that much. You know, we come to work every day. We're trying to be the best players and coaches we can be, and excited about the opportunity to play this weekend against the Eagles.
Coach, what do you recall about the first meeting between these two teams back on October 30th, the overtime win that kind of catapulted you guys in one direction and sent the Eagles in another?
Well, it was a hard-fought game, obviously, and you know, we did some good things in the game. There's certainly some things, when you look back on it, that we had to clean up. But as that game wore on, I thought our guys did a good job, you know, just continuing to play. At different times, they had either a score or two-score lead against us, and guys just kept battling, kept fighting. We were able to make a stop on defense and ultimately, you know, go down and tie the game and take it to overtime and do what we needed to do in the overtime period. So I thought our team fought well and executed well at the critical moments.
What similarities and or differences do you see in this Eagles team now compared to that week when you played them?
Well, I think you see a lot of similarities. I mean, they're obviously a very good defensive team. They have a very good defensive front. They have active linebackers. They have guys who can cover on the back end. They have a scheme they believe in, and they play well. And similarly on offense, I think they're healthier on the offensive line now. And obviously we know the threat that Darren Sproles is. You know, Carson Wentz has a lot of games under his belt now, so he's a more experienced player. And he's playing well, getting comfortable in their offense. And they have playmaking guys in the kicking game. So we have a healthy respect for him, before the first game, and certainly going into this game.
You mentioned Carson Wentz, Coach. What have you seen on tape from him since that first meeting in terms of his development?
Again, I just think he continues to grow with the experience that he has. And he's done a lot of good things for their team. And the guy that we see on tape is a very talented guy, can really do anything they ask him to do physically, and gaining more and more confidence running their system. So certainly be a great challenge for our team.
You also have a couple rookies in key positions on your team. What are you seeing from them at this point in the season after, you know, it's obviously been a long season for them, plus the pre-draft process? How have you seen them responding to that?
Well, I think both those guys have responded really well to anything we put in front of them. And each of them, they're talented guys, but I think what separates them is the approach that they take. You know, they love football. They're willing to work very hard at it. And, you know, they're excited about the opportunity each week to play. And that's how they go about their work. They prepare well, and they enjoy playing football on Sundays. So I've been very impressed by their ability to transition into the NFL and by their maturity.
Coach, talking about Dak Prescott here for a second, did you learn anything about him from that first meeting with the Eagles where he struggled for most of the game but rallied the team in the fourth quarter and then had that one beautiful drive in overtime that, you know, finished off with the touchdown pass to Jason Witten? Did you learn anything about Dak from that performance in particular?
Well, I think you're always learning more and more about your players really every day you're around them. But right from day one with Dak, he's always been so impressive in how he's handled all the different situations that come up, whether he's had success or adversity. It's on the field, off the field. It's day to day. It's week to week. Whatever the things that come up, he just seems to handle them well. And it was really no different in that game. You know, his demeanor doesn't change. He's poised. He's composed. Did a good job just fighting through some of the early adversity and just continuing to strive to execute each play. And he certainly did that at the critical moments in that game.
Coach, what are your thoughts on the Eagles' run defense in particular as you look at the matchup with Zeke Elliott as he potentially would have a shot at the all-time rookie rushing record this weekend?
Well, again, we have a real healthy respect for their whole football team. We have a healthy respect for their defense, and it starts with those guys up front. And, they're very good pass rushers. They're very good run defenders. They're a fast defense. They're a physical defense. So again, we have a healthy respect for them. And, we believe strongly on our offensive line and being a physical running football team. So we'll embrace the challenge. But certainly they're awfully good on defense and it'll be a great challenge for our team.
Coach, is there one thing about Zeke in particular that, whether it's just watching the tape, that something you couldn't learn watching the tape that you've been able to glean from him spending this rookie year with him, that's made him, as spectacular as he's been?
Well, so much of the stuff that we heard from the people at Ohio State, the guys that were around him each and every day, was so positive, that he loved football, willing to work at it, a great competitor. And you get a chance to be around a guy like that, you start to see those things. And there's certainly evidence of that on his college tape. When you saw him play, I think you could see and feel that. But then it gets reinforced by the guys that coached him at college, and we've had a chance to see that up close, day after day, all year long.
A phrase that's been thrown around with Zeke, joining the Cowboys with that fourth overall pick has been that he's a perfect fit for the offense. In your estimation, when you hear that, what does that mean to you?
Well, we just thought he was a really good football player, and we value good football players. We felt like he could come in and would do anything we would ask him to do and do it at a high level. And he was a great football player at Ohio State. His production speaks for itself. So we just felt like he was the right kind of guy for our team. Again, a guy who loves football, willing to work at it, wants to be part of a team. And then the skill set that he has physically, we just thought could add to what we're doing. And we spent a lot of resources building up our offensive line. We want to be a team that controls the line of scrimmage and be a team that can run the football, and he certainly has been able to do that for us all year long. But he's a very unselfish player too, as a blocker and as a guy who's involved in the passing game, really does anything we ask him to do and really strives to do it at a high level.
Prior to this year, there had been kind of a perception out there that, drafting a running back that high is not really worth that high of a pick. Do you think he's changed that perception this year?
Well, hard to know. That's never really been our perception. You want to bring good football players to your team, regardless of the position. And we felt like he could bring so much to our football team. So I don't know what the conventional wisdom is. And we'll let other people have their opinions about that. But we just felt like he could be a good player for us, and he certainly did a nice job his first year.
Coach, a year ago, you guys were wrapping up the season, finishing in last place. Now you sit here, everything's clinched, the home field advantage for the whole playoffs, the road to the Super Bowl goes through Dallas, the whole nine yards there. What do you think was the biggest change or biggest difference that you helped make this offseason to get the Cowboys to where they are right now?
Well, we just had to go back to work after the season, and obviously last year was a disappointing year for all of us, and we had a lot of different adversities that we had to deal with, and we didn't deal with it very well, so... We recommitted to establishing the right kind of culture that we believe in here, bringing the right kind of people in, having the right kind of chemistry on our football team, and just simply going to work each day as players and coaches to be the best we can be. And that's really been something that we've just continued to try to do day after day after day through the off season, through training camp, and over the course of the season. And we've got a lot of good guys on our team who love being a part of a team, who work very hard at it, and who are willing to do what's necessary. And that certainly gives you a great chance to have success.
Coach, did you think at the end of last year that you guys were close despite the record and you just need to add a key piece here, a key piece there to be able to bring you guys to where you are today?
Well, in 2014 we had a good year. You know, we won the division and won 12 games and won a playoff game and all of that. So, you know, we felt in a lot of ways that we had built our team to that point. And last year, for whatever reason, we didn't handle the adversities as well as we needed to. And this year we just wanted to make sure we got back on track. You know, the culture and the chemistry we wanted to build on our football team, you know, was important for us right from the start. Felt like it followed from what we had done in 2014, and we just wanted to get back doing those kinds of things. And guys have worked very hard to do that, and we brought some good players in who have certainly helped us. And all that together and the hard work that goes in each and every day gives us a chance to have some success.